Well, waking up of a morning can be a struggle for many people. Often it's a case of not getting enough sleep, while other times it can be the dread of having to get out of the comforts of bed. On the line from the Sleep and Chronobiology Lab at the University of South Australia is Crystal Grant to let you know how we can wake up better. Morning, Crystal. So what are some of the reasons people struggle to wake up in the morning?
As you said, that it can be for a couple of reasons. One is that people aren't meeting their sleep needs, so their body hasn't had enough sleep yet, so it doesn't want to wake up yet. And the other reason is sleep inertia, and that's when you're startled awake, and that's the grogginess feeling when you first wake up. And it's because your brain takes a little bit of time to wake up in the morning, especially when you've woken up from an alarm or someone coming in to wake you up, because your body is waking up midway through a sleep cycle and it doesn't really like doing that. It likes to arrive naturally at the end of a sleep cycle.
So what can people do to ensure they get a better night's sleep then?
Yep, so the first thing that people can do is to set a habitual sleep routine. So setting a time that you go to bed on most occasions and are able to go to bed at that time, and time when you wake up each day. And by setting that routine, it allows your body to get into a practice of going to sleep at the right time. And also you need to make sure that you set that bedtime and wake time far enough apart to allow 7 to 9 hours of sleep to get your sleep need.
And just on that, we often hear about the 8 hours of sleep. So is it a myth, or if not, so what are the benefits to getting that recommended amount?
Yep, so the 7 to 9 hours is a bit of a range that we work on. The average requirement for an adult is about 8.25 hours of sleep. Obviously, for each individual, it's going to be a little bit more or a little bit less. Everyone's not exactly the same. But we need sleep to be able to live, basically. While we're asleep, our bodies replenish themselves. We grow muscle in that time. We repair our tissues. We also consolidate the memories that we've made the previous day. And if we don't get enough sleep, we often end up sleepy the next day, and that can alter moods. It can also alter our performance ability. So we aren't as quick to react to things. We're not as quick at making decisions. But also, it can lead to accidents and injuries at work and on the roads and things, which we definitely don't want.
And so what should people avoid to help wake up better?
Yep, so basically you want to create a good sleep environment. So a dark room, if you don't like sleeping in total quiet, you can have white noise like a fan or something. A nice comfy bed to make sure that you're not waking up during the night. But also before you go to sleep, you can do things like try and de-stress a bit before bed, which I know can be hard. But having a quiet read of a book or a warm bath before you go to bed. And also you want to avoid that bright light just before you go to bed, because bright light actually suppresses our sleep hormone, which is called melatonin. And you don't want to do that, because then it's harder to fall asleep.
Well, thanks for your time this morning, Crystal.
No worries at all.
That was Crystal Grant from the Sleep and Chronobiology Laboratory at the University of South Australia, discussing sleep on 2NURFM 103.7.